While U.S. pressure mounts on Ukraine to come to the negotiating table, a different kind of mount is showing up on Russia's front lines. Mounted soldiers on horseback. Horses being used in warfare isn't exactly new. The practice dates back thousands of years, but most modern armies use horses primarily in ceremonial roles. American special operators did use horses in Afghanistan after 9/11, but the practice isn't common today, or wasn't. Russian soldiers were documented on horseback resupplying troops back in 2023, but now that the world's second largest army has lost more than 15,000 vehicles, horses are becoming much more prevalent as a means of moving troops, equipment, and supplies around the battlefield. It's the latest reminder, even warfare in the 21st century, with all of its drones, still involves a heavy reliance on centuries-old tactics, tools, and transport methods. Vehicles are loud and they're easy for drone operators to spot from the air. Whether tanks, infantry fighting vehicles, passenger vans, ruggedized golf carts, quad bikes, or motorcycles, Ukrainian drone operators and artillery strikes are destroying an average of 6,000 vehicles a year at this point in the war. Horses are obviously quieter and a little harder to find from the air, and if they are spotted, a horse can move faster than a soldier on foot. So, while there is an argument to be made that horses make sense in these scenarios, it's hardly the first option Russian commanders want to employ. The same is likely true for another hoofed creature making more appearances in Russia's logistic lines. Donkeys, videos and pictures posted to Telegram channels in Russia show soldiers using the pack animal to haul equipment, ammunition, and food with varying degrees of success. One Russian general told Russian state media, given the vehicle shortages and struggles to resupply troops with ammo, food, and medicine, using donkeys and horses in logistics is normal. Adding, it's better a donkey dies than two men in a car carrying the things necessary for battle and sustenance. For more unbiased, straight fact reporting like this, download the Straight Arrow News app today.